Yeah. Okay. Fine. Good evening. It's nice to be able to share some Divrei Torah, even though it's not in our usual style or usual forum. I'm reminded of the Briskerov, first Briskerov in his Sefer Al Torah. First Sefer Torah starts with Bereishis, Vishul Reishis. The first word Vishul Reishis, Vishul Torah Sheis, Shalom Reishis. Says Briskerov brings the Gemara Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Avodah Zarah, famous Gemara, Lasid Lovoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a Sefer Torah Bechikaya, Sefer Torah in his lap, and he says, Kol Misha Osak Bozeh, Yovo V'itel Scharai. Now is the time to collect. Anyone who's Oisik in Torah, payday. Who comes rushing along? Say all the Umas to Olam, we're here. Why? Because we made Gisharim, we made bridges, we made marketplaces, we made Mechatzois. Rebbeinu says, Shaitim Sheba Olam. And we did all of this, the Umas Olam Taina, we did all of this, Bishvul Yisrael, behalf of the Yidden. Says Rebbeinu Shalom, Shaitim Sheba Olam. You did it all for yourselves. You made the marketplaces, the bathhouses, for your economy, for your structure, for La'adin Es Asmachem, for your pleasures. The next nation comes along and says the same thing. We made this, we made that. And Klumos, Yisrael, we did it all for the Yidden. Says the Biskirov, I don't understand. What a chutzpah. Lost it, love it to come along and say, demand, you want to get payday for that? Says that. Olam HaEmes, there's no fooling around. The Briskerov, Taka is the MS, it's Taka Azoi. In the Olam HaEmes, L'Asid Lovoi, when the picture becomes clear, when there's total clarity, then when everything falls into place, you realize that everything that takes place in the world, all the movements in the economy, all the destabilization, everything is done, Taka Bishul Yisrael. Bereishis, Bishul Torah Shenikoreishis, Bishul Yisrael Shenikoreishis. And the Rabbi Shalom doesn't say you're lying. He doesn't say you're shakronim. How can you say such things? It's just not true. He says, Shaitim Sheba Olam. You're fools. Because you did it for the Yidden. It's true. But that wasn't your intention when you were doing it. You can't come along and collect now payday for something that you did when the intention that you did it for was for yourselves. When I think of giving a share over Zoom, over the internet, yeah, so I'm reminded of this Briskerov. It's definitely the infrastructure here in place. We know why it's here. This is what it's here for. Yeah? That wasn't. They may not be the reason why they did it. Lots of lovely, they're going to come and say, you know, we set up this Zoom and we want schar for it. Of Lemaisa, we're making use of it, and Avada, that's what it's here for. And that's what I'm reminded of. So the topic that I want to talk about tonight is Sheish Zechiros. It's something that either it's so obvious to you, it's printed in the Siddur, and obviously you say it every day and you know what it is, or it's something that you don't know what it is at all I'm talking about. The Sheish Zechiros, as I said, are printed in many Siddurim. A lot of Siddurim are printed after Davening Shacharis, a piece called Sheish Zechiros. A lot of different Kehillos have the minhag to say them, Chabad in particular, but not only. They say the Sheish Zechiros, things we say which are told to remember in the Torah. The Sheish Zechiros, obviously, well, Yetzias in Mitzrayim, that we all know. No man tizkeres yom tizkeres mitzrayim, that you're supposed to remember, ko yemei chayecho, and that we mekayim, when we say, kriyashma pashto yeme, is mitzvos ase of Zechiros Yetzias Mitzrayim. But apart from that, also well-known, Zochos yom Shabbos HaKadoshoi, Zechiros HaMolek, not so well-known, perhaps, is a Mamad HaSinai. There's a pasuk in the Torah which says Yishomer. So the nusach that's brought in the Durim isn't actually quite accurate based on the pasuk. A lot of them say Zechoyes Yoyim Hashemat Hashemel Hashemel Kecho BaHachoyev. It doesn't actually say that in the pasuk. In Parshas VaYeschanon it says, "Don't forget the day that you stood by Har Sinai." Vodat, I mean, you should tell your children and your grandchildren about it. Then last week's Parshas Miriam, Teras of Miriam, is also we're told, not in last week's Pasha, but in Pasha's Kitzitze, we're referring to the incident that took place at the end of Shlach. Zechoyu is Asher also Hashem Elokecha leMiriam, told to remember what Hashem did to Miriam. And also in Pasha's Ekev, we're told to remember the Maisa HaEgel. So Those are the Sheish Zechiyos which are brought down in the Siddur. There are a number of other ones which some other Mephoshim bring down. But these are the Sheish Zechiyos which are printed in a lot of Siddurim. And there are Mekoros to say them, that there is a mitzvah perhaps in them. And we'll look at the examine some of those Mekoros, start with the Rishonim, and we'll move on to the Achronim, and we'll see what they have to say. So the first Mekor, which is quoted, which is known, is actually the Ramban. The Ramban, both in his Pirush al HaTorah and also in his commentary to the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rishonim wrote, many of them wrote, the Sefer HaMitzvos. What's the Sefer HaMitzvos? Minyan HaMitzvos. The Gemara tells us, Gemara Makkos, Raisa, that there are Taryag Mitzvos, one Makor in Shas, that there's such a thing as Taryag Mitzvos. Now, the Rishonim struggle to the denomination of the 613 mitzvahs, because in actual fact there are many, many more mitzvahs than 613. Yeah, we know there's a Ramach Aseis, Shesuah Lois Aseis, 248 mitzvahs Aseis, 365 Lois Aseis, and the Rishonim actually say there must be some sort of system for categorizing and classifying the mitzvahs in order to get to the 613. So this number, Taryag, is undisputed. It's a Chazal. But how you reach that Taryag is a subject of dispute amongst the various Rishonim. So the Rambam has his famous Sefer HaMitzvahs, but there's many other Rishonim. There's the Vahag, the Samag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. The different Rishonim wrote mitzvahs, and it's split into Taryag mitzvahs. The Rambam, in his introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs, writes Shiroshim, 10 Shiroshim, the 10 principles. And he explains how he delineates that the mitzvahs of a korban, bringing a korban oila, will be counted as one mitzvah, even though in bringing a korban oila, there are several parts to it. So, the Ramban has his own comments and aorus on the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvahs. He has his own counting and reckoning of the mitzvahs. So, at the end of the Rambam's list of mitzvahs aseis, the Ramban has a list which the Rambam, in inverted commas, forgot to mention. And at the end of the Mitzvahs Lois Aseis, he has the Lois Aseis that the Rambam forgot to mention. So if you look, if the Sefer Mitzvahs in the of the Rambam, at the end of the Rambam's Aseis, you'll see title Mitzvahs Aseis Sheshocha Harav Lemon. So the Ramban, in his list of the Aseis that he forgets, he says the Maisa of Zechiras Miriam Bepeh, that you're supposed to say what happened to Miriam, Bepeh, is not brought down in the Rambam as a mitzvah. And it should be, because there's a Zivri that says, I would have thought it's enough just to remember it. But it says in the Pasuk, Hishom Elecho of Pen Negatsumi Tzurek HaTaras, that means remember. Zechiras Hashem Elekech Miriam, then you have to actually say it. That's the Ramban in the Shikhs HaSein. It's also the Ramban ala Torah in Pashas Kitzeitse. And it's interesting to note that actually, if you look at Rashi in Kitzeitse, the Rashi seems to deviate from the Ramban's Peshat. It says, Rashi tells you, the Torah is telling you, be careful not getting Taras. And Rashi says, and how do you do that? By remembering what happened to Miriam. It's part of being careful not to say Lashon Hara, not to get Taras. Because if you do remember what happened to Miriam, but not, there's a separate mitzvah, Rashi, and the Ramban actually comments that Rashi's Peshat, ignoring the Sifri. Perhaps because it's not bought in Shas, it's a bright of the Sifri Sifra. So Rashi deviates from that. But it's clear the Ramban himself, both Ala Torah on that Pasuk, and as I say, in the mitzvah says that the Rambam forgot, says this is a mitzvah say, and it should have been listed. And there he says, Maisa Egel, I'm not sure about. Maisa Egel, it also says, remember the day that you made Hashem angry, so to speak. And I'm not sure, is that meant just like for Dor HaMidbar? Or is that also a mitzvah say? Okay. That's the Ramban and Shiksa in the Asim. The Ramban, when he after the Ramban's list of Lois Aseis, comes a Ramban. The Lois Aseis the Ramban forgot. Says the Ramban, don't forget Har Sinai. Told in the Torah, Do not forget you a neinu v'dibeinu shon kol hayomim. And it gives you a whole drosha. The Ramban gives a whole musa drosha. Hakavona b'zeh gedoy lema'oid. She'imah yudivei Torah bo'im etzleinu v'pi ha'novi yolav ha'sholim bilvad. If you would just know divei Torah from a novi, even though we know the novi is a true novi through his oisos and his ma'usim, but it would not be the same. The Torah min ha'shamayim would not be the same. Could be a novi would come along and give a different ois. Could have another novi. He could supersede the previous novi perhaps. But when we saw it with no intermediary, that's what gives credibility to Torah min ha'shamayim. The mass revelation of the Ribbono Shel Olam in Har Sinai to Klal Yisrael, that's where we get the emunah of Torah min ha'shamayim from. And that's why this is the kavana of not forgetting Har Sinai is so great. Now, says the Ramban, you're going to ask me a kasha, a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says that pasuk, which talks about remembering Har Sinai, v'da'atam livnei livnecho, says the Ramban, the Gemara in Kedushin says, you know what that means? V'da'atam livnei livnecho, kol, anybody who teaches his son, his grandson, Torah, is ki'ilu kibbeh Har Sinai. Anyone who learns Torah and teaches it to his children and grandchildren, it's ki'ilu is mekabel Torah from Har Sinai. So we see the Gemara understands the pasuk. It's not talking about remembering Har Sinai, telling your children about Har Sinai. It's talking about learning Torah. Now there's a line here in Ramban, and I invite you to take out Ramban and decide what your understanding of this line is, because I have a different understanding of it to some of the other commentaries, and I invite you to decide for yourself. So he says you're going to ask the kasha from the Moran Kedushin. So Ramban says, it's not a kasha. Why? Ki limud emunas ha-Torah hu ha-limud b'Torah. Limud emunas ha-Torah, the learning and the teaching of emunas ha-Torah hu ha-limud b'Torah. So the Megillah Sefer understands that the Rambam means to say the Gemara in Kedushin, which says if you learn Torah with your grandson, that's kilu kibbeh Har Sinai, that's referring specifically to passages of Matan Torah. If you teach him about Matan Torah, you teach him about what happened to Har Sinai, so that's why Datum of Necho, that's the learning of the Torah the Moran Kedushin is talking about. But I think the Ramban might mean something different. And I think the Ramban might mean that the Chizuk of Emunah B'Torah, of Torah Min HaShemayim, is teaching it to your grandchildren. Someone who spends the time to teach it with the grandchildren, that is the Limud, that is Emunah B'Torah. The whole point of Zechiras HaSinai, of Mamad HaSinai, is to establish Torah Min HaShemayim. Someone who learns Torah with his grandchildren shows the integrity of Torah Min HaShemayim. Anyway, either way, you're welcome to take it out, look at that line, discuss with your Chavrusa, and tell me what your conclusion is. So that's the Ramban. So we have already the Ramban mentioning a mitzvah of Miriam, a mitzvah Ramban mentioning a mitzvah of not forgetting Har Sinai. And in Parshas Yisroi, Zochar Yisroi Meshav Zekadshoi, what's Zochar Yisroi Meshav Zekadshoi? It's a continuous participle of the verb. It says, Tomid Becholyoi. Okay. So that's the Ramban's position. Okay. The Ramban, actually, in his Sefer Yad Mishnah Torah, mentions in Hilchos Saras, he does mention Ma'aseh Miriam, that there's an inyan to remember what happened to Miriam, and he quotes in Inyan Lashon Hara, very famous, the Chofetz Chaim, in his list, he constantly refers to this is one of the Isurim. Where does it say in the Torah, don't talk Lashon Hara? It doesn't actually say Mefurus anyway, the Torah, don't talk Lashon Hara, and you know the Chofetz Chaim, he's got a 29 lamb, whatever it is, yeah? So, the one of the main ones is from this pasuk. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam, is in the Inyan Lashon Hara, not to get Saras. So, what about Mamad Har Sinai? The Rambam doesn't bring it as a mitzvah. Interestingly enough, in Igeres Taimon, the Rambam wrote a letter to the Yidden in Yemen, and he was mechazet them, and then he writes Barichus, and he writes that we're supposed to remember Har Sinai, and we have a Azhara not to forget it, and we were commanded to teach our children about it, k'day she'igadlu al tamudoi, and he encourages them, and he tells them, ro'u lachem achinu, it's ro'u for you, my brothers, she'tegadlu et b'neichem al ha'mamad ahu ha'godu, you should raise your children about this, and they should be aware of this maimud, and tell it barabim, Shehu Omud Shehamuna Soyveves Olof. Again, it's the pillar of Emunah. Now, the Ramban has a slightly different dogish stress. Whereas the Ramban is stressing the term in Hashemayim, the Rambam in the Geras Taimon, he stresses the Inyan of Emunah, the clarity of Klal Yisrael standing there, and the presence of the Shechinah over there is what the Rambam stresses. So he does mention it, and he holds there is a tzivui on it. And the Mefarshim say the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention it is because he understands either it's included in the mitzvah of Emunah, or it's too general to be listed as a mitzvah in itself. But the Rambam certainly says there's a tzivui to teach your children about it. There's an azhara not to forget it. And it underpins our Emunah. And that's why some people explain that what we say is Seydenak Dayenu, what was the point of coming to Hasinai and not receiving the Torah? The point is there was a tremendous clarity of Emunah which was achieved, and that itself had tremendous value. Okay. And interestingly enough, there he says we're supposed to remember it tamid. He doesn't say every day. He doesn't say constantly. Okay. Similarly wording used by the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim when he talks about Amalek. There's a mitzvah asay lizkei tomid ma'is of aroim. There's a mitzvah asay, says the Rambam, to constantly remember ma'is of aroim, the actions that Amalek did. Okay, so that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. Sefer Haridim is more is one of the good Achronim, and Sefer Haridim is divided up into mitzvahs, different mitzvahs, apply to different times, to different Eivorim. So he lists out there things that you have to remember, believe, things that you have to say every day. And there he says, there's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos, believe, u'bepeh, everything you do during the day. Amalek, he says, mashma the Rambam, the mitzvah is every day. Doesn't bring a mitzvah once a year. We do Pasha Zochim. The Rambam doesn't, the Rambam just says that's part of the laning, the Seder, the laning that we do by before Megillah, before Shabbos, before Purim, we lay in Zohar because it's related to the top. You don't make a mitzvah asay, a deraisa out of the part of the Kriyas HaTorah then. Seems to be, it's part of the normal laning. But the Ikka mitzvah, according to Rambam, is to remember it constantly. The Haredim understands that interpretation, interprets that, is every day. That's an interpretation of the Haredim. The Maisa Egel, says the Haredim, the Ramban is Mesupuk. Is it a mitzvah for all generations, or was that only for the Dera Midbar? Sofik Deraisa, Lechumra. Maisa Miriam, it's a Sifri. The Ramban brings it down. Okay, so the Haredim says, yeah, I want to remember it. Moving on, later, Mogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, he says as follows. He brings from the Mekubalim, from the Ksovim, that in the bracha before Kriyas Shema, Abba Rabba, one should remember when one says, Uvonu v'charto. That's the time to remember Matan Torah. Kiravtonu Malkeinu Har Sinai. You're going to say, L'shimcha HaGodol. That's Amalek. Why is it Amalek? Shimcha HaGodol. Because you know Chazal tell us, Ki Yod Al Kisko. Amalek are considered battling the Kisei and the She'ena Shem Sholim and the Eina Kisei Sholim until Amalek's wiped out. So the Shimcha HaGodol, the Yehesh Mei Rabba, is the Chiras Amais Amalek. So when you say, okay, the Hemel Shimcha HaGodol, then you remember Amalek. Lehoida is Lecha, says the Magen Avraham, is remember Miriam. Why? Because a person has a mouth. Why does a person have a mouth? Lehoida is Lecha, not to talk Lashon Hara. So Lahoida is Lecha, when you say Lahoida is Lecha, you're supposed to thank Hashem, you're supposed to say Odoh to Hashem, that's what your mouth is there for. Ah, that's what my mouth is there for. Okay, and don't use it for the wrong things, because you remember what happened to Miriam. He doesn't bring down my Seigel, he brings down others bring down Liachedcho, you have the Yichud of Hashem, is you're supposed to remember my Seigel when there was a Chisor and Yichud of Hashem. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham says, when you say Vasisim, it's Kol Mitzvah Yisai, in Kriyas Shema, you remember Shabbos, which is Shokul Kenei Kol HaMitzvahs. So by doing that, says the Magen Avraham, you mekayim the mitzvahs of zechius. It doesn't actually say that, but that's what you should do. Okay? So it sounds easy, not so easy. Uvonu v'charto, kiraton ma'akenu, l'shirim ha'agodel, l'hoidais l'cho, y'ached cho b'yavo. And then in Shema, Moses is called mitzvah yisai. So, and the Tzidduch HaSofer points out, obviously, this is not the Kavanah Peshuto. So you have to have the Kavanah Peshuto in mind, and you're supposed to remember this, by the way. Okay, fine. So if you can do that, you have that every day. Once you get that into your system, it's there every day. It's drilled into the system. Okay. Says the Magen Gibbayim, this happens to be the Magen Avraham Neshitosoi. The Magen Avraham Neshitosoi, why? Because the Magen Avraham says, a few months later, that if a person says, Shiras Hayom, your Yotza, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Chassam Sofer and the Rav Akiva Iger ask, what do you mean, how can be Yotza with Shiras Hayom, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? It doesn't actually say, in the Shira, we came out of Mitzrayim. Yeah? Says the Magen Gibbayim, this is the Magen Avraham Neshitosoi. You don't need to actually speak out something to remember it. You can say Lahoides Lecho, you're speaking out Lahoides Lecho. Have you said anything about Miriam? No. You said we have a mouth which is supposed to be Lahoides. If you have a mouth, use it for the right things. Don't use it for the wrong things. Use the wrong things, remember what happened to Miriam. Yeah. Says the Mogan Wayne, this is the Mogan of Robert Shita. That you can say something which has the Inyan in it and you do it to that. And just finish off with the Bnei Yisrael, which perhaps makes it a bit easier to understand. Bnei Yisrael says there's two Inyanis, Novo and say three, don't forget believe and remember the pair. Says the remembering believe is enough. This idea the Magen Avraham brings down, you can mention something which I can remember, that's sufficient. And that is something which you have to do every day. But the actual saying of it, that you don't have to do every day. That's enough to say it. When? Why every now and again? As long as you say it once in a while, that's okay. So we've discussed what the Sheishes Chiyus are. We said that Mekor is for it in the Ramban. The Rambam, you talk about Sefer Charedim, the Magen Avraham, which discusses the Shitosoi. Interestingly enough, the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha, why weren't they in the Sakim for the other Zechiris, a Kriyas HaTorah? So as the Chaim says, there's an interesting Mechaber, it's based on the Rishonim, that says, Pasha Zohar is Doraisa, the Yesh Oimim, Pasha's Porah is also Doraisa. And everyone goes to town to try and find out, why is Pasha's Porah Doraisa? Says the Atzus HaChaim, he says, do you know why it's Doraisa? Because they didn't want to lay in Pasha's HaEgel, because that's Genusan Shel Kal Yisrael. But in order to get in a Kriyas HaTorah to Zechiras Ma'aseh HaEgel, you lay in the Porah, which is supposed to be Mechaper on the HaEgel. So I call it Masina Meku, there is a Meku. Rav Mefarshim say, well, it's not brought down in Babi, it's not brought down in Yerushalmi. Magen Avraham says, okay, so you get it when you say these things. Others say, well, you haven't been Yotza because saying these things is not saying the actual, you're saying something to remind you of it, but you haven't actually spoken it out. And others say, yeah, you're Yotza the mitzvah that, and you speak it out whenever you lay in it, or whenever you say it. I hope I've shed some light and on the topic. Shkoyah, thank you.